The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It's 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady, Brett, Big Dick Toledo, and off we go. And I was just telling Brett off the air, Brady, yesterday, trouble a brewing in the building.
I'm taking it
right to the top of the hill. Well, I didn't stir up anything. I had a shirt. I got a shirt the other day. I've been on this Rocky kick.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all wrong with that. And this getting all these T-shirts and stuff online. I just went back and I'm like, is there a poster of any of the fights, like a real fight? You know, like I looked all over when I was in Vegas for the Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder 3 posters. Because you see them on the walls there. And I'm like, I got to find this. And you can't get them anywhere. They're small, like 8x11 or, you know, 12x20. They're not good. They're little. And I want a poster, a real one, not one of the junky like prints. And I'm looking, I'm like, I wonder if they had any Rocky ones. So, like Clubber Lang versus, because they've got the dates. Like, they're, you know, they actually faked a date. Christmas was Drago, and everybody knows that. Come on. So, Clubber Lang and that whole deal's got, I'm looking for these posters, and I see this shirt, and it's Russian flag, USSR flag red in their, you know, gold
they're
writing.
Old school.
The hammer and sickle on top says Ivan, something in Russian, Drago. And I'm like, that's the most badass shirt I've ever seen. Now, I got a T-shirt of Clubber Lang and Rocky, like an old school boxing card shirt.
Yeah.
I ordered that one up, and I'm like, do I get the Drago? I get the Drago. I'm doing it. Now, little backstory on this whole thing. I used to have a sweatshirt back like 20-something years ago that was blue and just said CCCP. For those of you who forgot, that was the, you know, I forget even what it stands for, but it was what the Soviet Union used to wear in competitions. CCCP stood for, also, I don't remember at all anymore, which is a good thing. It's been gone for a long time, but it had a little hammer and sickle, but it was blue and gray. It had nothing like flag worthy. And I was walking in Pasadena with that on once, and a guy actually grabbed me. And he goes, my grandfather died, and my family lived a long military life fighting bastards like you. And I remember standing in front of a Cheesecake Factory. And a trattoria, la trattoria. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm Colorado Boulevard, and this guy's got me by the shirt. Wasn't a little guy, older dude, very angry. And I'm like, hey, it's just a sweatshirt. No big deal. So I'm like, this sweatshirt's bad luck. So I go to another place in that sweatshirt, and that was the same day a friend of mine got into a car wreck, and I had just gotten out of his car. So I'm like, this thing just gives off bad juju. I won't do the hammer and sickle shirt ever again. It went with my ex-wife to the trade centers. She brought that one and one that said college, the one that John Belushi wore.
Yeah.
She had those two sweatshirts with her. And I'm like, well, maybe it isn't such bad luck. Except she wasn't wearing it. When the otherwise, she might have gotten Muhammad Atad, and that would have been a whole lot of money saved for me. So it's sort of it's bad luck for me that she didn't have that on that day, because it would have brought her down. So anyway, I always kind of thought maybe I shouldn't wear the hammer and sickle, but I like the Drago shirt. Nobody said a thing yesterday. In fact, Brett goes, solid shirt. And why? Fan of Rocky movies.
Of course.
It's a cool shirt. I go downstairs, and one of our flag-waving individual co-workers, Emily, nothing wrong with that, by the way, I applaud it, sees my shirt and goes, is that a communist shirt? And I looked at it, and I'm like, I suppose it is. Yes, it is. And then she goes, why are you wearing that? Teeth clenched. Why are you wearing that? And I said, Drago. It says it. Great big letters. She goes, what's that? I'm like, if Ivan Drago? It's like, you don't know? And she goes, who is that? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, he was Rocky's opponent in Rocky IV. And she goes, what are you talking about? I'm like, you're going to wave an American flag and you don't know Rocky or Rocky IV especially?
Communist.
She's the commie. Who's the commie?
She'll know Rambo.
I don't know that she knows any of it. But you can't get on somebody for anti-Americanism and not know the full scope of Rocky movies. Top to bottom. Front to back. One through the last thing when it turned into Apollo. Can't do it.
Yep.
You can't. That's the most flag-waving American movie of all time. It's more than Sergeant York, the great Gary Cooper movie.
Oh, yeah.
And more than Born on the 4th of July. Rocky set the standard for Zionist Americanism. Go over there and the underdog knocks out the cheating Russian who's full of steroids and God knows what with the incredible facilities that were given to him by the government because the government paid to defeat Americans, and all Rocky did was lift logs and run in the snow away from those communists.
And what did he do? He unified us.
He made Gorbachev stand up and clap for us, for Christ's sake. The crowd, they're chanting his name. Remember?
That's
they're chanting Rocky.
Yeah. I see a lot of changing going on. You's hating me, me's hating you. If yous can change, and us can change, we all can change, Emily.
Hurrah! Yeah, exactly, Emily. I'm pointing out communist shirts and don't know a thing about Rocky. Especially Rocky IV.
What he did for the world that day?
It changed everything. Within a couple years, there's no more Berlin Wall.
Yep.
Russia's gone. They had the meeting in the woods to say, hey, we're insolvent. We got to do some changing. If I can change, he was probably there for that. When Gorbachev said, we have to do some changes. I don't think we have any money. Or if I can change, and he's probably screaming, do a Rocky say, if we can change, you can change. And she's yelling at me about communism. Who's the communist? Read a book or watch a movie. Watch a movie. Here it comes. And Brett's going to find it. The eyes can change, yous can. There it is. Look at this. Oh, this is right after.
Yeah, I got the theme. You were going on, a tangent. So
you're right.
The music.
You're absolutely right. So next time, Emily, I wear that shirt, which might be every goddamn day. Should we include this in this cologne?
Absolutely.
The cologne thing? Yeah, this one has to go, right?
Man, that's John Cafferty, man.
Really a montage song, but... Yeah. Yeah, if yous can change, Emily, into somebody who yells at me about my communist shirt... And damn it all, you need to watch all of Rocky IV. And if you come back and say, that was dumb, I'm going to send you to the Politburo. You're going to be part of Russia. The moment you drove me. Listen to those keyboards. Yeah, she gave me grief about my...
I'm going to get Drago you the American's shirt from... And the Russian letters.
Little, it's got the... Yeah.
What's that?
The block letters with the hammer and sickle over... Yeah. I don't watch that show. I don't know anything about it. I have seen Rocky IV. There we go. There it is. The speech that changed the world.
I came here tonight. I didn't know what to expect.
I've got chills.
I seen a lot of people hating me, and I didn't know what to feel about that. So
hair looks great.
I guess I didn't like you much none either.
You went a full 15 with Drago. You know what the worst part about this is? Drago had to sit in the ring and listen to this nonsense.
Yeah.
During this fight, I seen a lot of changing.
Oh.
В течение всего этого боя я понял, что многое изменилось.
The way
crowds on pins and needles.
You felt about me.
So am I.
And the way I felt
about you.
About you.
Well, you didn't throw the yous in there. It was a huge error. You changed the character.
In here, there were two guys killing each other. But I guess that's better.
Flavor Flav's wife looks
20
great.
Million.
Oh, my God. Brady spoke over the most poignant moment. Just to point out. No, I don't want to hear it again. The moment the change happened.
Sorry, Brigitte got me.
And you can change.
Oh, here we go.
Everybody can change.
And we did.
It is time to change. Yes, it's time to change.
was Gorby.
Gorbachev gets up and claps. Take that, Emily!
Look at that.
And then the whole Politburo gets up.
Every comrade on its feet.
I just want to say one thing to my kid who should be home sleeping. Merry Christmas, kid!
You see what you get is just pop. Let it!
Godless Russia.
God. He I got goosebumps.
I just got a chill in my neck.
Merry Christmas, kid!
Listen to that whole Russian crowd just dead silent listening to the American speak the way it should be. Nothing is more American than Rocky IV. Quiet down, Russians. There's an America talking. It's like Men with Women. Quiet, lady. The boys are having a chat. It's glorious.
There was so much vodka drank that night.
They were starting blue jeans, cigarettes. That's all they wanted. Want to be more America. McDonald. Son of a. Get a little grief from Emily on the way out the door yesterday. Why are you wearing that? Clenched teeth. Very angry that I had switched to mid-80s Russian politics right here in front of her eyes. Like, all of a sudden, I'm just going to start walking around in Russian flags and stuff.
The new Johnny.
Not even Russian. Soviet, Union.
Because, Emily, what they've done is create a workers' place for everyone being even. None of the classes that we have here in America that destroy us from deep down. You know, I know, Karl Marx tell us, this democracy, capitalism is for pigs. It does not work.
Who is Ivan Drago?
You and I can no longer speak ever again until you educate yourself to a level that I'm at as far as knowledge and education. If you don't know who Ivan Drago is, it's like me going to Harvard and you going to MCC. I know things you don't know that are important in life, not math or something stupid. Rocky history. Grief. It's unbelievable.
Should go down in the mandatory movie.
Absolutely. For girls? For any.
Any American.
Any of these. Oh, I almost said a dirty T word. Any of these TWA attending people, the former stewardesses for that airlines. That want to start screaming out political this and political that and wave a flag. If you don't know Ivan Drago, you keep it down. Better yet, I'll say it. You get back in that kitchen. You go where you're good. That's right, Emily. We're fighting in the hallway later today. But I don't do well with hammer and sickle shirts. Ever.
Two for two.
Yeah, I also had the only other shirt that got me in trouble, and I loved this shirt. Was the front of it said, there are two people effing on the back of my shirt. And the back of my shirt was a picture of Jesus that said, just kidding. And I had a guy stop me at a store. It was a Safeway. It was an Alpha Beta over on.
Old school.
Oh, it was old school. It was that turned into a whole AJ's on 44th and Camelback.
Yeah.
But a guy said, you think it's funny? You think it's funny what you're doing? And I don't think he'd even seen the front of it yet. He just saw Jesus on the back, thumbs ups with just kidding. You put Jesus on your clothes, what's next? And I'm like, it's all right. Don't worry about it. It's just a T-shirt. Kids like you.
He was okay with the front?
He didn't know the front. I don't think he saw it. He just didn't like Jesus laughing. Like, he doesn't like happy Jesus.
You're mocking.
I was mocking the Christ.
Yeah.
Which I was happy to do. I don't care. You don't even know that that's Jesus. It looked a little like...
Kenny Loggins.
Yeah, in a
shroud.
Right. Like I was just a big Loggins fan for just kidding. Just kidding. You know, that's Winwood, but he was in on it. I do bad with controversial shirts like that. But that one was one of my favorites because there you are at the AB. And he's, excuse me, I just don't understand people that have to say something. I got to tell this kid I think that's bad. It's just going to encourage me. People like me are just going to get tapped on the shoulder and like, oh, that bothers you? Okay. Guess what I'm going to buy more of? These.
They need to add that in that commercial where the guy's walking around with the older people. Hey, the guy in the meat department, fabulous.
Geico, the Geico ones?
Yeah.
The
say anything about this
right.
shirt.
Well, they did that kind of already when the green hair goes by. We all see it.
Oh, that's right.
We all see it. Yeah, it's just, I don't get it. But, I am a little bit more wary of the America versus Russia communist thing in this current state of humanity than I am worried about, wearing a shirt that says, Jesus did something stupid. I mean, they have some shirts in Marcus's world. Are they into the pit? Some of the stuff they do with that makes me uncomfortable, and I'm not a believer. And I'm still like, oof, man, that's just...
Like it's that Cannibal Corpse shirt that really just,
he's got a couple of them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm, you know, the one, I forget, there's one called Jesus was something something. It calls him a name in the name of the band.
Well, and, there was one that's Jesus is a...
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah,
that's the one.
That's the Cannibal Corpse shirt.
Right,
yeah.
That is the Cannibal Corpse shirt. You're right. That's right.
I'm like, whoa. Believe or not believe, I'm not taking a chance with that one. I'm out.
It's just uncomfortable. And the next thing you know, you're in a fight with a guy in a dress who knows his way around, you know, the streets.
Yeah.
You don't realize that this, you know, that priest, or he's still a man underneath that dress, and he wants to do horrible things to your body, especially if you're a smaller man. You know, if you're like our listener, Scott Haynes, confuse him as a child, and the next thing you're getting beaten up and raped by a priest because you had a shirt he didn't like on. Don't forget, priests are still men under there. And they're bored and they're pent up. And they might be doing some weightlifting. They're hiding a body under that thing.
They like other men, too, so be careful.
That's right. I also had a great moment yesterday. I've been giving blood a lot because I got the surgery coming up, so I got to do panels and I got to do EKGs. So yesterday I had to go in and get
a lot of tubes.
Another blood thing yesterday. So I go in and the girl comes in and I don't do well with needles. I'm bad at it. And they don't hurt and it's all built in my head until it starts, until they get the needle in my heroin vein. And I've got great veins for... So I should have been a drug addict, but I hate needles. So I put my arm out, and I said, this is horrifying to me. I don't like this part right here where you tie me off. And she goes, it's all right. And she goes, it's always the same type of guy. And I'm like, what's that mean?
Really?
And she goes, well, it's always the tall, bigger or tattooed guys. And I'm like, she said muscular. She goes, tall, muscular, or tattooed. I'm like, which one of them? I'm short, fat, no tattoos. And she goes, yeah, well. Oh, hey, you're supposed to pick one. If you're going to throw out the three, it's the tall, the muscular, or the tattoo. I'm like, I don't have any tattoos. I'm like, I'm not tall or muscular. Yeah, well. Are you just being nice to me? Or what was that? You put me in a category that
and
might...
we're moving
yeah,
on.
And we're just going to stab you, and off you go. I am terrible at it. But the blood coming out of there doesn't bother me at all. It's that initial little tiny needle in my vein. I still don't do well with it.
You're so a typical phlebotomist.
Yeah,
then.
She's a big phlebotomist. She was a good phlebotomist too. She got it right in there. I barely felt it, but it was that build up to the needle in my arm. Oh, I don't know how druggies, you know, in a way, I applaud you. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how anybody. It's hard enough to be like, if I was diabetic, I think I'd just die of the sugars. I don't know. I tried to do a blood test by pricking my finger, and I almost passed out 3 or 4 times. I can't do it. You guys saw me.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Nancy.
I was at Dr. Nancy, and she had to do it. I just lose my mind right before the thing happens. I hate it. But drug addicts, you guys shoving needles in those veins, I could never.
Then they run out of spots
do it.
Between the toes.
Oh, yeah, that's. Oh.
Listen, my cousin who was a drug addict, my dad said, because my dad was employing him, and he went over to the house, and he's like, I need to know if you're doing this again. He goes, you think I'm track marks? Think I'm that stupid? I'm going to leave them on my arms? And he's like, I don't know where else drug addicts shoot. He goes, between the toes? My dad said that. He's shooting between the toes. And he goes, yeah. He goes, you think I'm shooting up between my toes? He goes, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what's going on. And he goes, you want to see my Johnson? Like some guy shoot up there. My dad's like, if you're that desperate for it, I don't know that that's a thing. That's disgusting. But, hey, I have to give my diabetic cat a shot. And I can do that. I can give someone else a shot. I absolutely can't consider. I'm just talking about it. It's making me queasy.
It's always the same. Tall, muscular, tattooed guys.
I'm like, well, I'm not.
Yeah, well.
Hey. Now I'm offended and scared. I should have my Drago shirt on. Let her know. I meant business from a communist point of view. Anyway. So, that's the day. Don't wear your communist clothes out in front of Emily here at the station. Or we should all just go hammer and sickle for a few days.
Oh, man.
See what she does. I might just fly the flag. Just see what she does. It's not even a place anymore. It doesn't really matter. It's like a Persian flag. It's not a thing. We'll see. But Emily, I got my eye on you. And I'm going to buy...
If you wear a Mozambique shirt, isn't that the one with the crossing AK?
Oh, I think that is... Yeah, Mozambique is just the harvesting equipment and an AK-47. It's how we were built. We ate the food we grew, and we killed anybody who wanted to touch it. Also, last night, Jaws was on. Speaking of great American movies. And my frustration with Jaws last night was brand new. Because there it is, the Ivan Drago ring jacket. Oh!
Man, you'll light her up with that one.
How much is that?
$125.
$125. And you can get the boxing shorts to go with it.
I'm just wearing that all summer. Just the jacket and the shorts. Oh, my God. All right. Save that
save
page.
The page.
I am going right to that. Emily's not going to know what hit her with as much communist USSR stuff. I'm me singing that. And I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how I love. Hey, Emily. Oh, you love boy. Back in the U.S. Back in the. Hey, Emily, what's going on? USSR.
Dosvedonia, Emily. How are you?
Anyway, Jaws, I'm watching last night, and I'm like, you know what never made sense about Jaws, and it just hit me yesterday? Those guys didn't have to stay out there. Like, when the orca started kind of getting beat up, take it in.
Because it was inlet. It was going where the food was. You talking about that? You mean like the, what's?
Huh? No, I'm talking about.
Oh, after they.
Well, they were out there in that boat, and they were losing.
Yeah.
Cut the ropes, go in, and come up with a
exactly.
new plan.
Exactly.
Why did they
get
stay
out
there?
Get a bigger boat.
Go get a bigger, we need a bigger boat was dead accurate. Why did they stick? I just kept saying, then what else are we going to do?
Quint wasn't going to let a shark beat him.
Yeah,
though.
No, but Quint get in then, and he did.
Oh, yeah.
But just say, okay, this isn't going to work. We need a plan B.
Most captains, by that first swim by, when they saw in the water, like,
this isn't
like,
work.
You know what, we're going to need a bigger boat.
A good captain. Quint was this, because of the SS Indianapolis.
It was such a challenge.
He was a bad, but that's the other thing. That's where Scheider and Dreyfus needed to go, hey, this guy's not altogether home here. He might be great at this. This boat is a mess. And we need to take it back and try another thing. Because they're tied to the shark for so long, and it's dragging them around. And moving. And I'm like,
and then the water come over
Richard
back.
Dreyfus says at one point, that was way after they should have gone home. At one point, he's like, what else is there to do? I'm like, go home. Cut rope. You failed. This is not going well. You go back. You don't have the equipment you need. Why are they still out there? They stayed out there for 2 days.
Got hammered one night.
Yeah, got plastered. That was the night it all went south. Drinking nearly killed them. It wouldn't have made for much of a movie for them to actually be pragmatic and say this isn't going to work.
Smile, you son of a thing.
We have to go back in, and we're not going to do any damage here with this. And then they blow him up, which is kind of neat. But that couldn't have been the plan, to get oxygen in his mouth and shoot it. That couldn't have been what their goals were.
Let alone it stuck there in the side like a cigar
yeah.
in the side of its mouth.
The better part is when Richard Dreyfus gets in the cage, and they all admit the cage is no match for a shark. I'm like, why did we bring the cage? And where was the cage the entire movie?
It sunk to the bottom.
No.
Oh, you mean on the boat?
On the boat.
I think it was folded
it
up
was
or
folded
something.
It was folded up, yeah, like a kennel. Yeah,
I didn't see that. Because then all of a sudden, there's
four
the
pieces.
Cage. I'm like, that wasn't there a minute ago.
Karshakis.
Jaws is pretty flawed. Brady just did a Richard Dreyfuss at the dentist impression, I think. I don't know what that was.
Still, the Indianapolis talk
the
is just amazing.
Story.
Yeah. But at that point, somebody should have said, yeah, you've seen a lot of people die from shark. We're outmanned. Let's take the boat back in. Let's get out of here.
What's great is buying into it back in the day that they're like, we can't close down the beach because of the revenue.
Sure.
You're just like, oh, okay, that's. that thing shut down.
Yeah, well, maybe. Just get everybody
you
in.
You get for a on the beach,
hours.
You're not getting in the water.
Odds are a hunting shark isn't going to stick around that long. So you just get out, somebody will shoo it off, and it'll go away. But yeah, it's terribly stupid. Like, I was rooting for the shark this time around because I'm like, I didn't realize how dumb our heroes were to not just go back to shore and say, somebody's got to have a better boat than this. The orca's horrible. And I understand Robert Shaw owned it, and he was the guy. The only way I'm going. You didn't need him. He was nothing but a distraction. He was a problem. He was a heavy drinker. And he did absolutely nothing at all to kill that shark. So in the end, he was the main problem. He broke the boat. He had a bad boat. He drank too much. He tried to fight the guys. He didn't know what he was doing. Tied those buoys to him. It just didn't make sense. So I'm watching Jaws last night. I'm like, an American classic ruined, much like the It's a Wonderful Life. And I'm like, this would have been a lot easier if these guys would have just gone home. Regrouped, done it again. Jaws 2 could have been like the regrouping. Like they just the shark won.
I always get the one line mixed up. I think did he say he would catch it? It was cheaper to catch it than it was to kill it.
I don't know. He's trying to bring it back into taxidermy.
I catch it for 10, I'll kill it for 20.
Mm-hmm.
I could never figure that out. I think it would be harder to catch it and more expensive.
Again, that's too pragmatic, right there, Brady. Now, yeah. Brady's always worried about taxes, so he's worried about the pricing. You
I'm
go
like I don't know about this deal.
So we're at 17.5.
He goes heavy Jew on the.
The pricing seems a little high. I think we get a better guy. 10, 20, jeez, you know what year it is?
I would have got
jump on the boat.
I would have got a bigger
grand.
Boat.
Yeah, you know, we've got a.
Well, they had a Jew on there. They had Dreyfus.
I know
up there,
Dreyfus. So. Too much. I don't think we can give him 30,000. Let's just buy our own boat. For 30 grand, you could have gotten a really nice boat. Instead, they hired a drunk with his, you know, his rowboat.
Yeah. I would have rather been on that boat that Dreyfus had earlier.
Oh yeah, in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, much
why
better.
Why didn't they take that
much
one?
Better boat. A lot of equipment. Seemed like a shark wasn't going to whip that thing around like a rag doll for fun. Anyway, classic movies destroyed every time I watch them now. It holds up as far as like, oh, this is kind of fun.
There's some great scenes.
Yeah, but you watch it and you're like, these guys are kind of stupid to a point of like the dumb girl in a horror movie. Like they're very stupid the same way that the girls from
The Night Swimmer.
No. Richard Dreyfuss sure. and all those guys are as dumb as girls in a horror movie.
Oh.
Like if you take the girls from Freddy Krueger or from Jason movies, they're not making any better decisions in Jaws than they are in those movies. They, like Richard Dreyfuss and Roy Scheider are terribly stupid in this movie. Like, guys, just turn around and head back. There's no reason to be out there. He's way deep in the water. He's not coming back.
Was that the beginning of bad sequels? Because then he's had Jaws 2, 3.
Jaws 2 is not as bad as people say.
It's not that good.
It's not good, but it's not as bad as people think.
I mean, Godfather 2 is an amazing sequel. But, I mean, it seems like Jaws was almost like the beginning of those. Let's just cash it in. Let's cash it in.
Jaws 2 wasn't terrible. You lose Jaws 3D and then Son of Jaws and Jaws Revenge, where the family chases them to Florida. The shark family finds Roy Scheider's family in Florida, which is hilarious. They just can't escape sharks. I would just move inland. It's the solutions for this are so easy. Anyway, I moved it down from 4 out of 5 stars to 2 out of 5 last night because I'm like, You start watching, I'm like, what is
come
this?
Come on,
like,
man.
Oh, no. They're the dumb hot girls.
Oh, you are a communist. I
might be.
I knew it.
They are the dumb hot girls.
Melanie's right.
Stupid hot girls from horror movies. That's who's in that boat.
He made a gutsy move. Gamble. He's like, I'm heading down to the bottom, hoping my oxygen holds out and I can get him.
Again. One dumb move after another where it's the Geico commercial. Let's go hide by those chainsaws. Yeah. Like, that's, guys, just go home. Just, there's a way out of this. Yeah, Jaws, 2 out of 5 stars.
Clubbing the radio so you can't call in.
Right.
Come on.
Right. Exactly. It's just dumb people. They were dumb people. Anyway, Jaws. It's no Rocky IV, that's for sure. For sure. Take that, Emily. She's probably not sure what Jaws is. Let's get ourselves a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800, a good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98 KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.